Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I'm going to give you my point of view about the upcoming Gemini new moon, and that is going to take place on Thursday, January 6th, 8:38 a.m. in the Eastern Daylight Time. And it's a very interesting one because we have a large cluster of Gemini planets now. The Sun and Moon at 16 are in the same degree and approaching Venus at 16 degrees of Gemini. Now, Venus has just had a magical, mystical thing called the Venus Star Point at 14:29 minutes Gemini. And so she's in her giving out informational feelings and thoughts in this air sign, mutable air, where she loves to have loving conversations with people. But she also loves to talk. And some people love to talk and their conversations not so loving. And one of the things we could say is that Mercury and Jupiter are close to each other. Jupiter at 2, Mercury at 6, Gemini. And so there is a lot of conversation going on, and a lot of opinions and points of view is also what we can say here. And Jupiter is conjunct Sedna, which is, people are saying nicer things about her these days than when she was first discovered and her myth was told, because she's a goddess that the Alaskan people have had in their experience of the planets and goddess energies, etc. They have her as a deep sea goddess who had a really nasty story about being tricked into marrying, and the groom turned out to be, I think it was a raven or a crow, and she got upset and she asked her father to come please pick her up because she was all alone with this husband. He somehow managed to look like a human when he was courting her on an island, and the father was getting threatened by the bird as he was rowing her home, so he threw her over the side and she was hanging on by her fingers and he cut her fingers off, so she dropped to the bottom of the sea. It doesn't sound really great, does it? I mean, some of these stories are very intense. Anyway, there in the bottom of the sea, she becomes a goddess, the goddess of the sea creatures. She's down there. And, of course, they were reliant on the food of these sea creatures, blubber and such like that. So she became very important and was some energy to propitiate or honor and give maybe sacrifices to keep her happy. That's the myth. And there is no storybook happy ending for Sedna. And some people are now talking about her as though she's, you know, just a powerful goddess of deep, I don't know. It is what it is. And we expand our consciousness to decide whether we want to take on the positive qualities of Sedna, but also she sometimes does point out drowning. And in fact, sometimes points out a way of someone passing due to fluids overcoming them. So here it is. And Sedna with Jupiter and Mercury, again, lots of different ideas and thoughts coming out about that combination. But certainly we know here in the United States, at least, that rhetoric is going to be a big factor in the weeks to come before the full moon takes place, right? Because there's supposed to be a presidential debate, then there's going to be a lot of conversation about the, well, recent conviction of one of the people who's running for that office. And so one could look at this particular heavy influence of Gemini and know that there is going to be this preponderance of communication. But one of the things we could also say is that, without Sedna, also, this could be very positive energy. And then there's just this one factor here. And sometimes people say this for many reasons, but if it only weren't for Saturn. Oh, well, Saturn is at 18 Pisces and sitting with the Centaur Nessus and 19 Pisces, and Nessus is the buck stops here. Nessus is the one that finally kills the solar hero inadvertently, but very cleverly. So here's a karma coming to that point, all right? And this is making a square to the new moon and Venus. So there is something to be aware of within our lives about how we communicate, what we think. We're coming into a new cycle at the new moon. We are making our intentions about aspects of relationship, particularly on mental level and communication levels. We're making intentions for learning things and maybe having some nice short journeys and enjoying those things and having events. This is June is a big time for weddings, for one thing. With Venus there, you could be seeing that. But also, you know, just the block parties, the family get-togethers, lots of festivals are taking place. If you live outside of the city and even inside of the city, there'll be lots of gatherings and socializing. It's very Gemini. Okay, but Saturn is squaring, and so we could find situations where perhaps this incredible crazy weather that's been taking place will be taking place and stopping some of those things from happening the way they were planned to happen, let's say. And also, we're going to see someone who is playing the role of the victim and the communication, Saturn and Pisces, poor me, you know, they're all against me, that kind of stuff. And it may not just be one person who's saying that, but we can be certain of one. And that is because Saturn is there and Nessus is adding to that feeling of being a victim, because there is a trend now for the buck stopping here, the buck of getting away with things. Karma is coming due. So it's an interesting new moon. And we have to also apply that to our own lives, to our own selves, and see where these things are applicable. The Mars energy is still in Aries for this. It's just coming off Eris, and it had that conjunction to Chiron recently. Mars in Aries, 28 degrees, is not making a planetary aspect before it leaves the sign and moves to Taurus. Okay? So it's there, though, and it has this, lots of stuff has been stirred up. Cages are rattling everywhere. So we can see that this is playing out a bit. But Mars is what we would call like peregrine or void of course in the sense of its own cycle right now. And Neptune is in the last degree of Pisces. And let's see. I know there's a couple of outer planets that are getting ready to go into their retrograde cycle. They're not doing it this week. But let's see who's next. Yeah, I think Saturn just beats Neptune by a couple of days. I mean, Saturn is going to retrograde on the 29th of June and Neptune on the 2nd of July. So there will be another prolonged period again for the planet at the end of its rope, but it is going backwards in that same degree, and it will go forward. When it goes forward, it will finally go into Aries for a little bit. I think it will retrograde again. But it's getting ready to make a major shift. Saturn will just be still in Pisces, retrograding. But not at the time of this new moon. But these things are coming. The planet, outer planets slowing down and staying on those same degrees. Pluto is retrograde, still in Aquarius. Pluto makes the trine to Sedna exact. And as it's going retrograde, it'll be at 1 degree in that. So it's approaching the 0 degrees of Sedna. And Uranus is still in Taurus, of course, at 24 degrees. And that is also not making or receiving an aspect at this point, except for what could be considered a wide sextile to Neptune. And, you know, maybe a wide sextile to Nessus, but it's pretty wide for outer planets. So that's the energy that's moving. The 13 degrees of Aries and Libra are the nodal positions for this, and those are working in trine and sextile to our new moon in Gemini, where we are again pondering what we want to do with this sign as it moves forward into the next lunar cycle. And, you know, we are also coming very much closer to the solstice. You know, we're about 2 weeks out from a solstice of 0 degrees Cancer Sun. And so we're at the last peak of light hours, going to the highest peak of the light for the year. So we're coming up to that position, and then we're going to start waning solar cycle. So we're at kind of a moment of looking and thinking about what we need to do as that light is still waxing, also to get energy moving in our hopes and goals and wishes. So do pay some attention to that. I mean, Pluto's retrograde, but it is also a degree away from trine Jupiter in Gemini. And as I've mentioned several times, I've given a talk on this. And my point of view is that we can be expanding our thinking, expanding our consciousness, expanding how we look at things and what we make of them and the philosophy and beliefs that we allow ourselves to have or to grow into. And so that can also be working with Pluto change in the future, okay? And, of course, Pluto in Aquarius is also dealing with the AI circumstance and how that's affecting things. So we have a lot to ponder as we set our attentions for the new moon in Gemini. Once again, 16 degrees, wherever that falls in your chart, and the aspects it makes in your natal chart, that's the place where you will be feeling this new moon energy, an ending that becomes a new beginning, the mystery of when the end is the new beginning. So I will leave you with that, and I'll do another recording for the weekly astrology forecast, wishing you all the best, as I always do. And I'll say goodbye for now.